And he was one of the guys who ordered. So look on with it.
Yeah.
Shelly's a nice guy. He'll let you look.
I got the Gemara.
He shares with Spartan. It's okay. He doesn't.
If you want Hebrew there or English there.
Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchas Shofar, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, Chapter 3, Law 11, in the Maznayim text. It's page 50. No, it's page 62 and 63.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's easy on Lachis.
Yeah, and you did some on Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Yud Aleph. So after Rambam explained how we do the blowing during the Shmon Esrei in addition to the blowing before Shmon Esrei, he says like this. So there was a blowing that happened before Musaf. The Rambam said 30 blows. And then the Rambam said during the three brachas in the repetition, there are blows as well there. Now, that is called, so just to know the Talmudic parlance, the first 30 blows are called the tekiyas d'miyushav, the tekiyas that are said upon sitting. Why? Because the congregation is allowed to sit for those first 30 because it's its own shofar service. Now, the custom has evolved that we stand, but according to the letter of the law, you may sit for those 30. They're called tekiyas d'miyushav. Then we have another. Then the tkiyas during the Shmon Esrei are obviously the tkiyas d'mu'umad, the standing tkiyas, because during the repetition, the chas and same people are supposed to be standing. Really, remember, learning shofar, you're supposed to be standing for the repetition. If you're weak, not, but it should be said. So that's called the tkiyas of the standing. So you have the sitting tkiyas and the standing tkiyas. In practice, really, we stand for the first ones too, but they're still called the sitting tkiyas. So the Rambam says regarding this in Halacha Yud Aleph. Zeh, again, page 62, 63. Zeh shetokeya kishen yoshvin, the one who blew when they were sitting, the guy, the baal tokeya for when they were sitting, lechatchila, who shetokeya al seder habrachas kishen omdim. He should be the one that should blow when we blow on the order of the blessings of the Shmon Esrei when they are standing as well.
Oh, I thought we said last night it doesn't matter who blows.
Again, it's lechatchila, it's bidiyaved and lechatchila. Okay, lechatchila, since one guy started the mitzvah, we have a rule, whoever starts the mitzvah should finish the mitzvah. That should be done. The Ramavar said, bidiyavit, if you have 9 guys doing it, then 9 guys, it's kosher, but it's not the best way to do it. This is the best way, and more than that, ve'ena medaber, and he should not speak at all. Bein tkiyas shemeyushav, between the sitting tkiyas, letkiyas shemeumad, and the standing tkiyas, meaning the guy who blew the shofar shouldn't, but according to the Rambam, it would appear the listeners could, but there are those who will know that the listeners are also prohibited, and that's how we paskin.
That's the davening Shmon Esrei.
No, that's not an interruption. That's part of davening. We're talking about mundane talk.
I see. Yeah. Sorry.
You know, davening, you have to daven.
Right.
The fact you have davening Shmon Esrei, you have davening Shmon Esrei, you're not doing it for your health. You know? That's your mitzvah. That's your mitzvah to daven Musaf. And we blow shofar during Musaf. And it has to be done during Musaf. But to just find out, if the babysitter came home, okay, that's not the kind of talking you do. It's all lechatchila. So because the blessings you made before you blew the shofar, those blessings are going on all the tekiyas are going to be for the rest of the day. And the truth of the matter is, so according to us, we blow 100 notes. Lechatchila, initially, you shouldn't talk from the brachas till the 100th note is blown. Unless it's an emergency. And the truth is, there really shouldn't be any need to talk. Okay, if you're the gabbai making announcements, page 480, that's okay. That's part of davening. That's fine. But any mundane talk shouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. All right, if you're not that religious, you go to an alternative class, that's a different story.
Okay. You're one of the greeters or something.
If you're a greeter, that's your job. Okay, if it's, you know, that loves, you might want to be a greeter before the tkiyas. Okay, let the less religious people be the ones. But I'm just saying, but again, bidi yevet, if you did speak, you don't have to hear the tkiyas again. You don't have to hear the tkiyas again. But lechil, you should be focused. It's a yom trua, so the whole day is filled with trua. You should have that all in mind. And that's what he says. Vim soch beinem, and if you did talk in between, af bisha over, though you transgressed, but ain't a chazra. You don't have to make another bracha. You don't have to do it over. Okay, that's easy. Yud beis. Now, it's going to clarify something we said yesterday to make it clear. Yes, sir?
I
What word do you want to know?
Sach.
Speak.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Yud Beis. Bidin hoy, according to the letter of the law, according to the Rambam, the letter of the law is, Shiyitku al kol bracha kol bava mehem shalosh pamim. Those three blows during the repetition of Shmon Esrei. Now, the exact wording of the Rambam yesterday was, you blow three notes at each bracha. But he says, now the Rambam says, really, really, the way it should be, bidin, the way it should be, is that at each bracha, the repetition, you should blow three lines. Tkiyah shvarim trua tkiyah, tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, tkiyah trua tkiyah. That should be 10 notes after each bracha. So it should be the 30 before, and really should be, now, we did Malchias, blow 10. Zichronos, blow 10. Shofros, blow 10. According to Rambam, really, you should blow 60 notes. That's what Rambam says. Really, you should blow 60 notes. Again. So it should be, Shiitko, a kol bracha, kol babamem. Every section of them should be shalosh pamim three times. Just like when you sat, you did each grouping three times. You should have done each turn. So it should be between the sitting and the musaf repetition. You should have repeated it twice. In other words, 30 plus 30. That's what it should have been. But since with the first 30, haven't we really resolved all our doubts?
We've done all the possibilities.
Right. Remember, we have to blow nine notes biblically.
Yeah.
We've done nine notes three different ways already.
Yeah.
So we know we fulfilled the mitzvah biblically when we sat down. But the rabbi said, you know, also you really should blow also during the Shmon Esrei because it has to do with Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. You should do that too. So we say blow. And really you should blow 10, 10, 10.
Same issue.
Yeah. But the rabbi says, but since we know we biblically did the mitzvah already, right? We know we did it, right? Really, really, in a perfect world, if there weren't Romans checking up on us, we'd have blown 30 notes at Shacharis during the repetition. Mm-hmm. That would have been a perfect world. Right? In a perfect world. We would have done Malchus, Sekhon, Shacharis, and Shacharis.
We would need a Shofar service then.
It would be part of most of service, 30 then. But we couldn't do that.
Right.
So what do we do? So now we had to go and do a whole thing. So once we did those 30, so we've already done the mitzvah. So because of that, so ein matri, listen to this, so interesting. Ein matrichin al tzibur, we don't bother the congregation, lachsav and kul al seder brachas, to make us go again the whole thing 10, 10, and 10. In other words, originally, if there weren't Romans, we would have done 30, we would have done during the repetition of shachris, 10, 10, 10. After, that's really when both, you want to blow three times the three sets, and in the middle of the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Right. That would have been the best thing. I would have done it.
You would need a shofar service.
That's right. Service. But now that the Romans came in and had all problems, we had to make a separate shofar service after the Romans left. And we had to do it in a separate service. And then we got a musaf coming. And we want to still keep the rabbinic thing of doing the musaf. So you know what? I already fulfilled the mitzvah with the 30 sitting down. So now we're going to bother the congregation to hear another 30 notes? No. So we'll just symbolically do 3, 3, 3, probably 4, 3, 3, whatever. You have 10, and really, and that's how the Rambam holds, you really only have to blow 40 notes the whole Rosh Hashanah. Mm. Even though, according to the law, maybe 60, but he says, no, you're ready to fulfill the mitzvah with the first 30. So it comes according to Rambam, you just do 40. Ella, as he says, Ella Dylan, it's enough. Bava Achas, one set. I'll call Bracha for every Bracha. Kadesh Yishmut Kiyas, I'll say the Bracha. So you hear some kind of shofar blowing with the arrangement of the Brachas.
Mm.
That's how it comes out. So it's interesting. The Rambam says, we don't bother the congregation. Instead of 60, we do 40. Comes the Ashkenazim, and what do? We blow 100.
Bug them
and that's really bugging them. No, Sephardim blow how many?
100, I think. I don't know.
Last time you
exactly.
Doubted Sephardi Shul.
No, this year.
No, Sephardim. To do 100.
Right? 100.
Okay, see, we become firmer than the Rambam. For sure the Rambam only did 40, no? That's what it says pretty clear.
So why do we do 100?
Okay, so minutes has evolved.
Why do we 100 instead of 60? I haven't heard that yet.
I'm sorry?
Where's 100 rather than 60? Like, I can understand it's either 40 or 60.
So that's, I guess customs evolved to put in 30. We do. So the Ram says, Mitzad, really should be doing a 10, 10, and 10. So we do that 10, 10, and 10.
Right, so that's 60.
That 60 is pretty good. That we're on solid ground. For the second, third.
Yes, I don't know where we get the another.
So that
40.
The meaning is to blow 100 times.
It says the others have sounded only confused Satan.
Yeah, and I'm saying to blow another 40 to make it up to that 100. There's this custom to blow 100.
Get 40
so when did the 100 come in? It's very, when did the 100 come in? It must have come in after the Rambam's time.
Why they're in sets of 30, so how do you get...
They just say, they have a Kabbalah that the mother of Sisera cried 100 times. Oh, yeah. We should cry 100 times. That's it. You know, just like other
things. Everybody's dealt with economics.
But if you look at the Rambam, you don't know anything from 100. These things that came later on, right? Came later on, but from the Rambam was just 60.
After the Rambam too, because it says the Rambam only been killed.
Yeah, same thing, right? That's what he brings down, right? The Ramah writes that Ashkenaz goes, it's the sound one series, Tkiah Shvarim Trua. Tkiah. After, it's 40.
Right.
40. Then the Shalosh says three sets to make it up to 60. But even in here, it's much later, it came the 100. So therefore, really, so therefore, you don't have to be so, neurotic about it. In other words, for sure, if you heard, Ramah told you, if you heard 30, you've done the mitzvah. It's like, no shot. No one can tell you didn't do the mitzvah. If you heard the first 30, you for sure have done the mitzvah. If you've heard 30 in the repetition, even for sure. According to the Rambam, everybody you've done the mitzvah. Okay?
So certainly women
who are not obliged at all, once they've heard the 30, they've done more than their share. And if they hear another 30, they've done more than their share. Could be, you know, maybe the rabbis want to make sure, just like I told you, they threw in Kaddish for the Kaddish Yosem. Why they pick the Kaddish has to be right at the beginning and right at the end? To make sure people come to shul. Right? So to make 100, you know, at least they don't leave before the end, you know, because you would miss Duchening. Right? If you just leave by the 30, you leave right before Moedim, you won't even stay for Duchening. You won't stay for the rest of the stuff. So it's like, listen, there's another, and those 40 blows are just after. Right? Yeah. Just after the Duchening. So they make it, you have to hear 100. After 100. So maybe we got you stuck in shul all time.
So if you had mundane conversation after the 30, is it better not to listen to the others afterwards?
No, you could always listen, because you always hear Yosei. Always Yosei. I'm just saying, of course, you know, you should listen to all 100. If that's the minik not to do 100, then that's the minik. You don't, but you have to be smart to know, like in areas of shalom bayis or things like that, to realize what's the mitzvah and what is now minhag.
Right.
Right? So you know, the bare bones is 30. No one can say you're a sinner if you've heard 30. No way. 60, you're mamash a tzaddik. In the Rambam's eyes, you're a tzaddik if you've heard 60. So those last 40 are b'chalal, a throw-in. Okay, if you have the luxury to be in shul all day, then okay, of course, listen to all 100.
It's a good time to be a tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah.
I'm just saying, but if let's say you got little kids and they're screaming and yelling and listen, your wife's upset, this is upset, you're gonna have all kinds of shalom bayis problems. Say, listen, you know, I'll come right after I hear the 30. I won't say for the last 25 minutes, I'll come home early. Someone says that's 20 minutes, makes a difference between heaven and hell in your house.
Indeed.
You know? Or the wife says, I want to hear 30, I want to hear, you know? Yeah.
So you can switch, then the wife
really, the wife doesn't have to hear anything. But let's say you have a wife who wants to be involved, right? Let's say you don't have all these optional services. So what would you do to create shalom bayis? Make sure that a husband has to perform the mitzvah, wife not. So a clever husband would say like this, listen dear, I'm gonna listen to the first 60.
Yeah, you come
and
late.
You can come in for the last 40.
Yeah.
Right? That would really be good, because 60 is we are 100% yaitze the mitzvah. 100%.
But it doesn't matter which ones, like it doesn't have to be the first
30. She's hearing, it doesn't matter.
No,
she's
for the him.
For her.
I'm saying, so it's better he should hear the first 60, and then let her hear the last 40, because she certainly, even the last 40, you're yaitzei the mitzvah.
It's more likely she
for
might
sure you're yaitzei the mitzvah with the last 40. Okay, she doesn't hear the brachas, whatever. Maybe she could make the brachas before she hears it. She could make the brachas before she hears it. Whatever, but I'm just saying, that would be, you have to know what the real law is, and then where the minig develops. So again, 30 is the bare bones law, you for sure are yaitzei. 60 is like 100%, you'd say. 40 is mamish pure minik. So if you need to play around with anything, those last 40 you can play around with it and you'll be fine.
30 and the 60, it sounds like you're still okay just with the 30.
You are. The Rambam says you have fulfilled the biblical obligation. But then there's the rabbinic part to do the blowing during the Shemoneh Esrei. There's a rabbinic aspect of 10, but you're not going to get 10, you're going to get 30 because no one blows that way. Right? But, so we're just saying, you want to be yotzer biblical and rabbinic, then the best way possible is already the 60.
That's good. Still...
The last 40 is pure minhag. I'm not putting down pure minhag. And a single person, or you have good things in your family, then certainly you should listen to all 100. Stay in the davening and hear all 100. But if there's any problems that someone's not feeling, you're not feeling that well. You're really not feeling what you've had a hard day, you got a pounding headache, and you might be sure you want to lie down. So okay, so then after the 60, you go home and light up. Okay. So that, now, but it's one little thing left in Yud Beis. V'cholot bar me'elu b'tzibur. This is all we're talking about in a congregation. Avo hayachar, what if the guy's at home? He's not in a shul. So bein shishama al seder brachas, bein shalosham al seder. It doesn't matter if you hear it together with the arrangement of the brachas, the repetition, or better yet, in your own quiet Shmon Esrei, or whether you didn't hear it on any order, beimu v'myushev standing, you're saying, doesn't matter, yotzavim v'zeminig. There's no menhagim anymore. You fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, if a guy's at home, you blow 30, or you ain't saying finished. Because right. You can't do it in the nicest way anyway. And sure, you can do it in the nicest way. You can hear it with a congregation during Chazal. There's no congregation, you're at home. Whatever you do is going
to
be fine.
If someone comes to the hospital and blows, they
blow 30, and that's it. That's all you have to blow.
Today also?
If you go to someone's a hospital, some of you should blow 30. You should blow 30. It doesn't matter sitting or standing. 30 and that's it. You've been nice. You want to blow 100 for him? Fine, you could blow 100. You know? I mean, when I go home, a lot of times my wife doesn't hear shofar, so I'll blow 100 for her because it's not hard for me. So it's just spend another 5 minutes.
Hospital,
you know, fine. But let's say a guy.
Does she make the brother?
That's a whole issue. It's a whole issue. But if you're in a hospital, let's say you're going to blow for 20 people today. You can go to this hospital and that hospital and this hospital. And this. You have guys who are itinerant blowers. You know, they can't blow 100, 20 times. But 30, you could do 20 times, let's say. So then you just do that minimum. Okay, Yud Gimel. Now is an interesting Shiloh. Now, so it comes out we have two separate mitzvahs here. We have a biblical mitzvah of hearing the shofar, and a rabbinical mitzvah of reciting the three brachas of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros during Musaf. So are they interdependent? Even though we want to put them together, but are they interdependent of each other? So the Rambam says, HaTkiyas Einem Akas HaBrachas. The Tkiyas do not hold back the blessings. VaBrachas Einem Akas HaTkiyas. And the blessings do not hold back the Shofar. Meaning to say, let's say the guy doesn't know how to blow. He doesn't know how to blow. He's alone at home, but he knows how to make the brachas. He knows how to daven musaf. Then, okay, daven musaf, you know you can't blow. Or let's say a guy doesn't know how to read, but he knows how to blow. So one is not dependent on the other. You could do one mitzvah without the other mitzvah. Now comes an interesting shiloh, and how he proves this now. Shtei ayaretz, let's say there's two cities. And you have a choice to go to one of two cities. You can only be in one city on Rosh Hashanah. You can't last time. Let's say they're out of the Tchum, right? Yeah, so I know Howard would say go from one to the next. So, cause Howard would say they're out of the, you could, on Erev Rosh you gotta decide. City A, Minsk, or Pinsk. You can't go to both. Minsk is out of the Tchum of Pinsk and vice versa. Now, but you ready to do a little homework, Howard, cause Howard always makes sure to do it right. So he's checking out, okay, I wanna hear what kind of Baal Shofar they got in Minsk and in Pinsk. I wanna know what's going on in the services there. So what happens? Ba'achas yodea bavadai sheyesha misha varech lam teisha brachas ve'ein sham tokeh. In Minsk, he knows there's a chazan who knows how to do a beautiful musaf. It would be an amazing musaf. But you know for sure there's no one who could blow the shofar. So all you're going to get is musaf in Minsk. That's it.
M&M.
Musaf, right? Ubashnian in Pinsk, one thing's for sure, it ain't no chazans in Pinsk. But, soving, and there's a doubt, yesham tokea, soving ain't shikaya. Maybe there's a shofar blower or not.
Oh.
So let's think about that for a minute. Don't look ahead.
Shouldn't
you? You for sure can hear musaf, which is rabbinic.
In Minsk.
And you will for sure not hear shofar in Minsk. Just musaf.
Shofar is derisive.
And now in Pinsk, maybe I heard Epis as a guy, I'm not sure if he's alive still, maybe he's dead, he was 89 last year, he might have croaked. I don't know. So maybe, maybe not, I don't know. I ain't getting Musaf over there. I ain't getting Musaf. Nobody knows how to have Musaf. One old guy, he still knows how to blow, but I don't know what's gonna be. Question is, which city do you go to?
Can you hear the blowing later in the day?
I already said, you can have one and not both. Yes, that's right. What I said, they're not the same.
For sure, in the first city, you can't hear the blowing for sure.
Exactly. Right. You will for sure hear Musaf and for sure not hear Shofar.
So sure.
What do you say?
Shouldn't he have rabbinic? Or
versus doubtful biblical.
Yeah, that's
so could, so if I go to Minsk, I for sure have done a rabbinic mitzvah without a question.
Right.
I go to Minsk, I can end up with a Pinsk, I may end up with nothing.
But I might
get a Doraisa.
Uh-huh.
What do you say, smarties?
Go for the derisive.
Which one was Pinsk? So let's see what the Rambam says. Hailek l'shnia. You go to the second city. You go to Pinsk.
Oh,
why? Because a suffix of Doraisa takes precedence over a certain Durabonan. Okay? And that's what he said. Shatkiya medivrei Torah. Blowing is biblical. Babrachas medivrei Sofrim. And the brachas is only rabbinic. And add the commentaries the following. Similarly, if in one of the cities you find a proper Baal Shofar, let's say a perfect Baal Tekeya, but the people davening, it's not a good davening at all. They're talking and this and that. The other place, the prayer people are beautiful, but the Baal Shofar is not the best Baal Shofar in the world.
Oh, but they have one.
Does he do it?
You will hear Shofar in both places. One, the Baal Shofar is Moshe Rabbeinu. The congregation is the Erev Rav. Okay? You understand?
Yeah.
The other one, the Baal Shofar, is Kairach. And the congregation is the Westmount Shul. Okay. So which one is more important? You want to go to a place that has the better Baal Tekeya.
Really?
That's what it says. Because remember, that's the biblical. Because what happens? Shofar is biblical. The Musaf is rabbinic.
But you'll still hear the Shofar.
Okay, but you want the... So the question is, it's going to be perfect Doraisa and not such good Rabbanan, or perfect Rabbanan and not such good Doraisa? We want the perfect Doraisa. Mm-hmm. So even... Now, of course, it doesn't mean you can go to a conservative shul. Because that's not even on... That's treif. That's nothing. And there were big tshuvas written in the 50s by all the gedolim. You could not go to... There was a big shtink in the 50s when the conservatives, when it was becoming very popular, the conservative movement, and people, let's say people lived, and more than that, people didn't want to drive in Russia.
Yeah.
Right? And it just so happens the only shul that you could walk to was a conservative shul.
So it's either hearing...
So Shiloh was like this. And the people couldn't blow themselves. So says, can you walk to the conservative shul and hear shofar blown, let's say even by quote unquote a shomer Torah mitzvah, let's say the conservative rabbi, let's say he's an Orthodox Jew, and he's blowing the shofar, and you're going to walk into the shul there, or the other solution is you don't hear shofar in Hashanah.
Well, you drive.
Well, driving is not an option. These are Orthodox people. They're not going to drive, right? The question is to sit at home and not hear anything, or hear the shofar blown by a Orthodox conservative rabbi, where there's no machitza. All the Orthodox rabbis, from one spectrum to the other, Rav Moshe to Rav Yosher Ber, right? All the Pe'acha said, you stay home and don't go to shul.
And then you go again to the conservative shul.
They said, without a shiloh, because you cannot go to the conservative shul. Even if it means you're not going to hear shofar. Now, obviously, they would suggest go for Shabbos somewhere else's house. Let's say it's elderly people's place, whatever. You know, people weren't as hospitable in those days as they are now. That's how far it goes. So the same thing over here. If you have the Doraisa of shofar takes precedence, provided, so we're saying, the shul's not so hogun. The davening ones, but it's got a machitza. It's at least an Orthodox shul. They're talking, and the chazan's not so good. He's going to make mistakes and this and that. It won't be a patam to davening. Like it'll be questionable. He maybe reading mistakes, this and that. Yaitza you are, but it isn't going to be so great. But you get an amazing shofar blowing. That's the raisa. That's what you go with. That's the psak halacha. All right, we'll get you off a couple minutes early tonight. So we finish the third parak, and tomorrow we begin the laws of sukkah. Moving right on to Sukkot.
All right. Shloach, Rabbi. Thank you.